Thank you for calling customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Amber. I'm calling from First National Bank, Texas. I was reaching out to you today because I have a customer disputing transactions. So I'm trying to see if you can assist with validating the sale to avoid a chargeback.
Can I get the zip code?
Yes, the customer zip code is 76114.
The first and last name?
Customer's first name is Arthur, last name Decker.
Decker.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on. What's the first name again?
Arthur.
Okay. And what does the client have a phone number I can verify?
Yes, ma'am. The customer's phone number is 817-344-8848.
Oh, I'm having a hard time trying to find this person. Let me see here.
Yeah, I know he reported it that someone used his card unauthorized. So
right.
I was trying to see if it was actually him that did it or if it was right. Actually someone new.
The card that that he's saying got charged, is it possible that you know the first six and the last four so I can see if we actually ran that card?
Yes, ma'am, I do. The first six is 517279, and then the last four is 6925.
Okay, let me see something here. There you go, sir. I'm like, ain't no way, because I'm looking as I can see multiple calls have already been, you know, done. So I'm like, okay. You gotta be in here somewhere. Look, give me a second. Let this load up.
Okay. And what's your first name, just for my records?
Portia.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like here the shipping and handling had gotten paid for on a cruise set, and that cruise set is actually a sweepstakes entry for a chance to win it. And if you don't cancel the membership, it'll automatically start charging your card the monthly membership fees.
You said it was for what again? I'm sorry.
For a cruise set, it's like a pot and pan set, I'm pretty sure. It's kitchenware.
And with the transaction you see is for 6732?
Yes, ma'am.
And is that the only one you see?
Except for the 574 charge that was done. That's the only one.
The initial charge?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have a email address or phone number for? Well, the phone number I gave you, was that the right one that's on his file?
That's not what's on his file. What's on his file is 682-561-6525. The address 1000 McKinley. Email is artydecker199@gmail.com.
And what was the shipping address again?
1000 McKinley Street in Benbrook, Texas.
Can you spell that again? The name of the city?
Benbrook.
And what was the zip code?
76126.
And was the it was shipped to him already? Or, oh, you said it was a sweepstakes.
Yeah, it was a sweepstakes. So if he win it, they'll ship it to him. If he doesn't win, then he just ain't gonna get nothing.
Right. Okay. And what's the email address you had again?
artydecker199@gmail.com.
Is it ARTY?
ARTTIE Decker at 199. So it's artydecker199.
You said at gmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't none of this stuff match the customer.
Wow. That's crazy.
Nothing. Phone number, shipping address, or email. So would you be able to issue the customer a full refund for the $67.32 since none of the information matches?
Yes, ma'am. It's already been done and canceled out.
Okay, can you provide me with the cancellation number?
C as in cat, 263-149-476.
All right, thank you, Miss Portia.
You're welcome. You have a good day and happy new year to you.
You too, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.